Ladies and gentlemen, objective completed.
Very nice. Good. Great.
Introducing your host, Dr. Howard Mariner, president of Nova Robotics.
To meet strategic artificially intelligent nuclear transport, or SAINT as we call it. If the question is survival, then SAINT is the answer. It is, quite simply, the most sophisticated robot on planet Earth. Adaptable to steaming jungles and burning deserts and frozen Arctic wastes, well, of course, it's adaptable because it's a robot. therefore impervious to the ravages
of
nature.
Glass. Ice. Gin. Tonic. A squeeze of lime. Your cocktail, Dr. Mariner.
Thank you, number two. Just the way I like it. Shaken, but not stirred. Oh, my. Well, one thing we can't control is the weather. The man upstairs is still in charge of that department. So why don't we just move our little presentation back into the lab?
One more thing, Dr. Marner.
Yes, Senator Mills.
Where is the young man who actually designed these things?
Dr. Crosby.
Yes, we were told we'd be meeting with him.
And so you shall.
When?
Soon. Maybe not today, but soon.
Why not today?
Flu.
I'd feel happier about approving this project if I could speak with him.
I'll see what I can do. Would you excuse me for just... I'll be back in just a second.
Norman, boot up the motion control system, please. Don't forget that. It's very important.
Where is he? I need him. Pat!
Excuse me, sir. Crosby, he is hiding in the toilet, sir.
Public relations is everybody's job.
Well, he is saying that the crowds, they are making him dog sick, sir.
Look, he's supposed to be here. I want him here. I pay him to be here.
Well, the last time I am seeing him, he is busy vomiting, sir.
Well, clean him up and send him out to Hobnob. Cat!
Newton, come on, hurry up. They're waiting for you.
Newton Crosby, you must make instantaneous appearance. Marner says that. You have to go hobnob with the bigwigs. Is that a yes or the number to your intelligence quotient? Hmm?
Ben, I don't hobnob. If you like all that PR crap, why don't you go hobnob? Mingle with the brass. Have a ball.
Oh, I am sick of wearing the dress in his family.
Don't you hang up on me. I know you're there. I want you up here right away.
Oh, come on, Newton. Swallow your guts. You can do it. Show them that you're a hotshot, fun guy underneath your clothes.
Now, what do they need me for? To tell them each robot costs $11 million and it kills people? Ben, a child of four can tell them that.
That is why they are needing you. Now, come on, hurry up.
Just one dance.
Well, I have to go to the Jack, so we wait for me.
The John. Oh, yeah. You're doing real good. Just keep working on those last two
Newton,
bars, okay?
Let us go. Let us stick to the program.
Okay. Coming through, please. Wine coolers. Perrier, Long Island iced tea. Please take a drink.
He's putting on a tie. He's going to tell you about these peacetime uses. He's got plenty of pizza.
You mean besides serving gin and tonic?
The only way to secure the peace, Senator, as I'm sure you know, is to be prepared. See, we can parachute these robot guys behind enemy lines. They hide out till the first strike blows over. Then each one of these little boogers carries a 25-megaton bomb right up the middle of Main Street, Moscow, like the mailman bringing bad news. We call it Operation Gotcha Last.
That's what you call ensuring peace.
Oh, yeah, just as you say.
Yeah, well, I think we're all thinking the same way. Would you like to see our control center, Senator?
Hey, Norman, we're going to get number five off that generator, man.
Okay, I'll get to it.
Jesus, hey, God!
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, it's fried.
shit now, man. I hope you got a few million bucks, because that's what they're going to charge us if the thing is fried.
Everything checks out.
What? It's amazing. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Okay, robots. Verbal command, XS code 29. Report to disarming section.
Get out of here, you little crap pocket. Go on!
Ultimate soldier, obeys orders, never asks questions.
Originally, I had non-military purposes in mind. I designed it as a marital aid.
Very funny. No, I'm sure we'll all agree that Dr. Crosby has designed a weapon that will keep our world safe for all time.
Howard, what's so safe about blowing people up?
Coffee service coming through. Please watch your steps.
Huh?
Hot coffee. Coffee service coming through. Please watch your steps. Coffee service coming through. Please watch your steps.
Please serve yourself. Have a canapé, shrimp toast, caviar, patty, salmon mousse, cheese whiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, our prototypes are here!
I've only counted four, so tell me I've miscounted.
Gag me with a fork, sir. Number five left at the briefing station, and then it just disappeared.
Oh, God, not today.
Yes, sir.
All right, call security.
I did, sir. Set.
Good, you did. Great.
Just stay calm!
Late as usual.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to get you.
I knew it. Goddamn garbage cans. Garbage cans with guns. Newfangled bullshit.
Have you got anything, Strutter?
I've got a straw, which I don't need because my wife is home cooking a steak, which is going to be dried out when I get there.
I think you got it. What's that right there? Yeah, what's that right there? Right there.
Coffee machine.
You're right. That's what it is. It's a coffee machine.
Oh, that's very good, Howard. Now it is time to freeze this place. Seal the door. Slam the gate shut.
All right. Good enough.
Okay, there you go.
Engage, Captain.
Where did you disappear to?
I was hobnobbing.
Okay, come on over here quick. Come on, quick.
The guys downstairs say number five was hit by a huge power surge.
He should have shut down. He tried the return code?
Yeah, no response.
Talk to me. You sure number five is operational?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Top eight. Check the LISP coding system.
Okay.
Let's try a little emergency override.
This is bullshit. Just let me go get it.
Access code 42721.
Access gained, number 5 standing by. There he is. I've got him on your terminal. You're disappointed, hmm?
Report your position.
Malfunction. Need input.
What the hell does it need input for?
I don't know. I guess it can't triangulate its position.
That's a simple function.
Do you know how to triangulate your position, Howard?
No.
Well, then there you go.
I'm glad you think this is all such a joke, Crosby.
Don't worry, Skirty. You're not going to miss a meal. Just shut it down. Pick it up.
Unable. Malfunction.
How can it refuse to turn itself off?
Maybe it's pissed off.
It's a machine, Scroder. It doesn't get pissed off. It doesn't get happy. It doesn't get sad. It doesn't laugh at your jokes.
It just runs programs. It
usually runs programs.
Anybody tried the homing device yet? No.
Oh, come on, you guys. Use your heads. It's probably right down the hall and... Here it comes.
And... Bingo!
Good Lord, it is outside the fence!
Oh, and that is not the worst of it, Dr. Marner.
Don't tell me its laser is still armed.
Bimbo.
Crosby, what's it going
to
do?
Howard, it's hard to say. It's malfunctioning. It might not do anything.
But it could decide to blow away anything that moves, couldn't it?
Couldn't it, Crosby?
God, it's not coming back. We've got to destroy it.
No, Howard, you're overreacting. You can't.
Look, let us at least try to catch it first.
Yeah, we'll panic later, okay?
Yeah, what if you don't catch it? What if it goes out and melts down a busload of nuns? How would you like to write the headline on that one?
Nun soup?
Ben! Howard?
What?
Okay, it's malfunctioning. But think about it. What a malfunction.
All right, look. Why don't you get your team together, Scroder?
You,
Codis. Entertain number 5 the best you can.
All right,
and
Howard.
And still avoid an incident.
I'm already moving.
Oh, and Scroder? Yeah. You understand, you don't have to blow it up.
You don't have to blow it up, Scroder.
Just try and bring it back in one piece.
One piece will do.
Whatever it takes to put that stupid contraption out of commission, gentlemen. That's what you do.
Yes, sir.
Give inertial static. Look, let's scramble one. Maybe it'll listen up comes through the decoder, huh?
Right. Ready.
Oh, no. What is this?
It's running diagnostics, testing its logic circuit.
Well, let's just bounce one off its magnesium casing. What do you think? I don't know. What is this?
I'm going to reboot it.
Come on.
Let us boot it up.
Turn.
See if you can boot it.
D station. Come on. Now.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
What is going on?
I don't know. It must be the print scanner. It must be reading it someplace.
I am not understanding that reference.
Be a pepper, too.
Read input. Input.
Something?
Oh, God. I hope not.
Large software.
Yeah, me too. Oh, shit.
It's right outside.
Captain Scroder. This is Bravo 4. Over.
Scroder, what do you got? Over.
He's right in front of us, sir. We're on the bridge. Out of 101. Over.
We're on our way. Lose it and you're dead meat.
Thank you.
It's going berserk.
Ben, how'd this happen?
Who is knowing how to read the mind of a robot?
Signal, it's going out of range.
Okay, we're gonna have to follow it now.
Can I get a vehicle? Howard, is there a van or anything like that?
Of course there's a van! Oh.
Thanks for calling me, Mrs. DePito. Where is that son of a bitch?
He's around the bed and up to no good. You better believe it.
Get the hell down here, Beasley.
Hey!
What are you doing home?
This is my home. It's not your home. I live here. What are you doing with Beasley?
Well, darn it. You know, he looked kind of sick to me, so I thought I'd just take him down to the vet and fix him up a little bit.
He doesn't look sick. You look sick. What'd you come back here for anyway?
Well, to tell you the truth, I thought that maybe we could patch things up. Sort of pick up where we left off. You know you want me back.
What is this? Quinn's Medical Research and Slime Bag.
The dog is on its last leg.
That's very funny. Why don't you get the hell out of here?
You know what I figure? I figure you owe me some money. So I'm just here to collect.
I owe you.
That's right.
I supported you. That was my money you used to buy your big red dark mobile.
No. Damn it.
Hey. Do not hit that car.
A nice one, different from
the
other.
Yeah, right.
Well, he sure was better looking.
Well, looks aren't everything, Mrs. Zepeda.
See, I know that every time I look at Mr. Zepeda. Honey, listen, I hate to tell you this, but there's a man from the city. He was snooping around again.
Oh, no, I told him all this was temporary. It's just until I can find homes for them.
Well, he says that 4 years is not so temporary. He's going to call the sheriff on you.
Oh, great. Maybe the sheriff would like a pet. Beasley. Beasley, come to me, baby. Good, Beasley.
Come here.
Did he scare you, honey? I'm sorry.
I feel like I've been cooped up inside this lab forever.
Well, it's an opportunity to spread your legs. Good to smell the breezes, hmm?
Has it changed much out there?
Oh, yes, you can say that two times.
Hey, come on, you guys. Come on, get going. Sproder's coming up empty.
We're on our way, Howard, to the great outdoors.
Newton, you know what is out there in the great outdoors? Girls. Mmm, with brassieres and legs. You have a working knowledge of girls?
No, but I read about them.
Well, then, maybe I can furnish you with some schematic drawings.
All right.
Hey, who told you could take number one?
Howard, logically, if we need protection from number five, this is the best weapon we could have.
Great. So instead of $11 million on the loose, we're going to have 22.
And plus, we are needing gas money.
Oh. I'm sorry, I have to draw the line at snakes. Yeah, I'm sure it would make a wonderful pet. But, wait, isn't there a home for cobras somewhere? Can you hang on for a second? Can I call you right back? Thanks. Get out of there! Frank? Mr. Stummo? I know you're in there. Get out! Get out! I'll call the cops! well, I guess. Welcome to my planet. Oh, boy, is this thrilling or what? Don't be scared. I'm a friend. Friend? Do you know the word friend? Because that's what I am. I am a friend. So here I come. Nice and extremely friendly. Space suit and you're inside someplace, maybe just your brain in a little jar or something like that.
Malfunction.
Oh, you can talk.
Malfunction. Need input.
Input? That's information. Listen, I am full of it. Why don't you come on in my house and we could sit down and talk, get to know each other, communicate, input. Come on. It's okay. No, I mean, come with me. Nuh-uh. Come here. This way. Come here. Come on, walk this way. March, heel, giddy-up. Forward. Come forward. That's good. That's really good. Don't be afraid, guys. He's a friend. These are animals. They're lower life forms. They're always a little skittish around you people, aliens, whatever.
Malfunction. Need input.
Input. All right, right. You got it. Okay. This is a house. We live within it, inside it. We have a floor, see? And
good.
We have the opposite of a floor, which is a ceiling. Look up.
Ceiling.
We have windows and air. And look over here. Light. And music. And look at this. This is a plant. See? And these are goldfish. Don't touch. And look over there. See? These are ants. They're not on, they're ants. It's an ant farm. And look! These are my bunnies. Edwina and Norman.
Norman, you mean?
Boy, I bet you got some amazing animals on your planet, huh?
Ooh.
Oh, good. There you go. This is Earth, where we are now. See? You are here. Here. Oregon. Home of the beaver, famous for cherries.
Beavers, cherries, input.
I'm giving you great input.
More input.
How about pictures? Do you like pictures? We have a lot of pictures here. A lot of them. This is a picture of an aardvark. See that? It's an aardvark. It's a mammal.
Input. Aardvark. Abyssinia. Adam.
Holy crow, you can read.
Input. More input.
Okay, no problem. Volume 2, no problem.
Sorry.
This is very helpful for the neck.
Can you believe it's been about 5 years since I've driven?
I would say 10.
Well, it's all coming back to me, though.
You know what many people are liking at night?
What?
Headlights.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better. Thanks.
Definitely.
More input, Stephanie. More!
There isn't any more. You've read everything in the house.
Ooh, animal, mammal, skunk.
Oh.
Vessel, container, drinking glass. Pasta, semolina, spaghetti.
That's food, very good.
Liquid, spaghetti sauce.
Hey, look, this may be hilarious where you come from, but on this planet, it's considered rude.
Ooh, plants, fruit, oranges, apples, lemons, limes.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot.
Fabric, tablecloth.
No, not my dishes. Oh, my God.
Breakfast table, American contemporary.
Oh, my china.
Numerous fragments.
Okay,
some
fine.
Some large,
you
some small.
Take a look at this. Look at that.
Welcome aboard. Now let's adjust our seat.
See that?
Input.
Right, input. Good. Okay, here, you hold this. That's very good. And stay.
At Alaska Airlines, our people go out of their way to show you they're only human.
Okay, with your permission, I know no one's going to believe me, and I'd like to know I'm not crazy, so look up.
Oh, Charlotte, this is a barrel of monkeys. Oh, let us go scrape up some female chicks.
Oh, well, don't we have to find a robot?
Pardon me for saying so, Norton, but you aren't becoming a drag strip.
Well, girls are not my best suit. Besides, we've got a job to do.
As we're fond of saying in my country, marketplace makes dull home for rodents.
Where are you from, anyway?
Bakersfield, originally.
No, I mean your ancestors.
Oh, damn. Pittsburgh.
Colgate pump with MFP fluoride, the maximum fluoride protection.
It's a lie. I didn't do it. I wouldn't try anything on you, Tony. We're pals.
Oh, sure, we're pals. No, I didn't do it. You got me wrong. Listen, Tony, I brought you out here. I worked with you. You're the last guy in the world I tried to cross. You know that. You wouldn't do anything to me. Don't take me, Tony. Give me a chance. You can have anything I got. Anything.
All
the
dough
you
want. Watching all night.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. You can have Poppy.
No, don't get up. I can take care of it.
Magnifique, Brony. You
haven't you had enough of this stuff? You know, you lose IQ points the longer you watch. There have been actual studies. Look, you're going to become the first alien couch potato, and I'm not kidding. Now, give me that thing. Have a heart.
Don't cry, little girl. Smile your tears away and dozens of other hits all on this big two-record set. Call now. Our operators are standing by.
Are you tired of bills piling up? Simplify your life with Accountant in a Can. And if you act now, we'll send along
this. Okay, you didn't come a million miles to do television commercials, did you?
Duracell.
Of course you didn't. Come on, there's something I want to show you outside. Come on.
Bird, raven, never mind.
Now look. Look.
Look.
No, there. See?
Oh, beautiful. Light bulb.
No, sun.
Beautiful, no sun.
Beautiful, sun.
Beautiful, rhinoceros, turtle, Volkswagen.
Oh, you mean with that fat little body? You can really see those things, huh?
Beautiful animal, mammal, canine, dog, mutt.
Beasley.
Huh?
Beasley, stop it! Down! Beasley, down! What are you doing? Stop it! Look out!
Beautiful Stephanie.
Saint Prototype Number 5, Nova Robotics Damon Washington. You're a robot?
Yes.
I thought you were alive, Number 5. I let you tear my house to shreds, and you're a robot. You're a machine from that dumb war lab place. God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lingering. Shut up. Silence. Hushed. Sit on it. Kill
Boy,
it.
Am I the jerk of the world. You just programmed.
Jerk of the world. Turkey. Idiot. Pain in the ass.
Well, I hope you're programmed to pay for the mess you made. What if there's a reward out for that thing? I could take care of as many animals as I want. Hello. Yes, I'd like to speak to one of your head warmongers, please.
Dr. Warmonger.
Marner.
I think this may be something.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like you to know that I have one of your robots. This robot...
Oh, God. Oh, good. Yes. Yeah, well, listen. Thank you very much for calling, you know. Our people are on the way.
Turn it! We've got it! Move, move, move! The chains of the chains!
Let's go. In the meantime, it's very important that you know, try to keep a safe distance.
How safe a distance?
Oh, well, see, it's malfunctioning, and, well, we have to disassemble it and check it out. See, it's a goofy little gadget, and just try to keep everyone as far away from it as possible, okay? Not that it's dangerous or anything like that.
How much is a contraption like that worth, anyway?
Worth? Oh, I don't know, a few hundred dollars, maybe.
No reward or anything like that for finding it, is there?
Well, we do have a daily tour of our facilities here.
You know, I might even be able to get you a student discount.
Hey, it's gone.
Gone.
Woolly mammals. Cheap. Source of sweaters.
Oh, no. Never mind. I see it. Never mind. Go back to your nuclear warheads. Hey, you, Number 5. What are you doing? You're going to scare my animals, Bozo. Listen, I just called Nova, and they're coming out to get you. They're going to give you a tune-up.
Tune-up? Input.
No, to take you apart, find out which screw is loose.
Apart. Undone, dismantle, dissect, disassemble.
All right.
Jump!
Oh, look, it's a grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Orthopterous insect. Jump!
Oh, that's great. Okay. All right, let's go back now. Come on. Hey! Damn it, you klutz! Look what you did!
Error. Grasshopper disassemble. Reassemble.
Huh?
Reassemble.
I can't reassemble him. You squashed him. He's dead.
Dead?
Right. Dead as a doornail.
Reassemble, Stephanie. Reassemble.
I know you don't understand. But when you're dead, you're dead. That's just the way it is. Dead is forever.
Squash. Dead. Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble. Dead!
Hey, slow down!
No, disassemble!
Where are you going?
Please, escape!
Oh, my God. Hey, you! Get out of my truck! Hey! Hey! Let me in! Let me in! No, don't! You open this door right now! Get out of my truck, you thief!
Take my crop!
Part 9. Luton, I'm seeing a blip on my scope. Drive slowly.
Sorry.
Luton, there it goes. It is moving at extreme velocity.
Accurate.
Proper. Correct. Appropriate. No, my side. Over here. Quickly. The right. Right. The right. Left. Right.
Look out. Look out.
Where is she going? I thought Howard told her to stay put.
Hey, go figure it out, Chicksman.
Look out! Oh, great! Nice work, Canhead! Thanks a lot!
Sorry.
Oh, no! Stop it now! Stop! Turn left or I'm gonna crash!
Left!
Turn! Turn!
Fish!
Look out!
Salmon! Sushi!
Oh, no! She's number five! We're gonna be killed!
Disassemble?
Yes, disassemble all over the place!
Disassemble? No! Escape! Escape! Flee! Hide! Refuge!
What are you afraid of? What's the matter with you?
Nova Robotics! Disassemble! Dead! Disassemble number five! Dead!
But you can't die. You're a machine.
No.
No, you're not a machine?
Yes.
Yes, you are, or yes, you're not?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, not.
Talk about a malfunction.
Not malfunction, Stephanie. Number five is alive.
Just keep going straight. Just keep going straight. Okay, okay. Yes. All right, we're getting closer. Ben, we're getting closer.
I can sense it.
There they are. Ben, do you see them? They're right there.
Nova! Disassemble! Dead! Disassemble number five! Dead!
Girlie! Girlie, come quick, girlie! Danger! Come on!
No, no disassemble! No disassemble number five!
Come on, you!
Oh my god!
What planet is this guy from?
No, no disassemble!
Oh, number five, don't be scared. You just wait here a second, I'll be right back.
Come on, number one. Come on. Very good. Be careful. Mobilizing.
Oh, jeez, another one. How many of these guys have you got, anyway?
Oh, you are a girl, right?
Yes, as far as I know. Hi. How are you doing? Your little brother's hiding in my truck.
I have seen some strange, bizarre drivers, but you will be awarded a cake.
Me? Talk to your robot. He did the driving.
Did you say the robot drove the truck?
Yeah, that's right, chum. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, Bulldike, you cannot hold your water with that story, girl.
Hey, I was there, okay?
Are you sure you weren't doing any steering or anything like that?
Yeah, I like to drive off cliffs.
Well, there's no way my robot could have driven.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, but maybe you have amnesia.
Newton, we are wasting valueless time.
So, what are these guys used for, anyway?
This top secret crap.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Dr. Love, I'd like to get my robot back.
He knows that, but he's scared.
It's a machine. It doesn't get scared. It doesn't get happy. It doesn't get sad. It just runs programs.
Yeah, well, how do you explain that? You see? He's scared that if you take him apart, he's gonna die.
Where'd you hear that?
Number five told me. Tell you if you just talk to him.
That's what I've been trying to do.
No, I mean with your mouth. Watch.
Okay, Ben, this is the plan.
Number five! Number five, come on out. It's okay.
Is it cool?
It's okay. These guys aren't gonna hurt you. They're your friends.
No disassemble?
No. They just want to talk to you. Come forward. Do you remember forward?
Oh,
come on, that's it. Come on.
I can't
can't believe it's listening to her, not to us.
I am standing here beside myself.
Okay. Okay, now, you just tell them what you told me.
Number five, not just robots.
There it is! Oh! Move out!
You think I'm doing this for my own self-gratification?
And other such machine-type apparatus for the beat of sake. This set of beakers.
Now you have to turn him back on. He was talking before, like a real person. Couldn't you see that?
Look, lady, all I can see was that something mechanical is screwed up, and I'm going to fix it, okay?
Okay, fine. You fix it, Einstein.
I plan to. And it's Crosby, Newton Crosby.
Stephanie Speck.
Nice meeting you.
Same here.
Ben.
No, sir, Steph.
I want you to go with number five. Make sure they do not switch off the memory. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye, goofy woman. I enjoyed repeatedly throwing you to the ground. Namaste, sir.
Mm-hmm. You can call me if you want to.
Call you?
Just let me know if number five's okay.
Oh. Yeah, okay, maybe I will.
Well, don't do me any favors, Jack.
St. Helens, and we've got two flat tires.
Oh, two? That's bad.
Now, Hazel's running around the parking lot.
Hazel,
whoa! Yeah, that's the wife.
That is a very funny American name, Hazel.
Well, she's not willing to hear much of it. I've never heard of this fly better. Well, except for Witch
Hazel. Come on. I thought it was a nut.
That's an old name, it's an old family. They were from some place in Europe, and there's always someone who came. Her family, that is. Not Europe. Well, I guess it's always someone who came from Europe, didn't it? She's running around trying to buy somebody's spare tire. She's showing people her IDs and putting the checks in. Like the Mount St. Helens branch of our bank where they can check. She was even trying to swap some souvenirs we'd gotten on the way up. All of which were made from the ash of the volcano, which if anybody wanted...
Did you get a piece of ash?
So, of course, nobody's going to sell us a spare tire if we told them what just happened to us. She was trying to convince them it wasn't a spare tire, which are not. But she was doing it by telling them how thin the road is, and how curvy and how big the rocks are, how big the sharps are. All this time, I know these people are thinking...
So, yes, sir, what are they doing?
gracious.
You can't shoot us with that laser, can you?
I am not knowing.
Would he kill me if I stop?
Who is to say?
Will he kill me if I don't stop?
Again, I am shrugging.
I'm stopping.
Good choice.
Number five, Julius. Live in the perturbed.
Okay. Hold right there.
Code 45. Semi-automatic. Oh. Play-Doh.
What do we do now?
Well, I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
Good answer.
Oh! Oh! What is he doing? Hey, honey, what is for dinner?
Street at third and fourth. Lucky Sevens and Pacer in the rear. Now it's double trouble making a move on the outside rail and Cactus right behind. Jimmy's Folly is falling.
Tap, tap, the serpent and the devil has set a seal on him. And the devil is the same.
You took the grass out of the glove compartment.
Anything wrong, officer?
There's got to be a logical explanation for all of this. Oh, hey, maybe if it was programmed to think it was alive, then it could act alive, huh?
Maybe we have created another Frankfurter's monster.
Do I look like the kind of man who can actually hear his blood?
Howard, I think that something incredible is going on.
What's going on is we've got a red alert on our hands.
No, it's not dangerous. We just have to find number five, get some answers.
There's only one answer.
Oh, right. Blast it off the face of the earth, huh?
Doctor, how many kids you got?
None.
Well, let me tell you something, Doctor. I got three of them. Three dandy little scroters. And I want them to be adults, not barbecue. So don't you give me any of your bullshit.
Well, that having been said, I think I've got to alert the media. Now, Scroter's going to handle this from now on, and you stay at your terminal.
Howard, this is ridiculous. Think of it as a full-scale field test.
Use your terminal, and you're out of a job.
Howard, we are going to have to put up some roadblocks, and I'm going to need some Hueys.
Some what?
Helicopters, Howard. Jesus Christ.
I thought they were choppers.
Well, now they're called Hueys.
Well, why wasn't I notified?
Okay, this is the plan.
Oh,
Stephanie,
Steph? Yeah?
From PJ&B News. Can you please tell us something about the Nova robot?
No. Did he try to molest you in any way?
No, he's not that kind of a robot.
Do you know that there's a $25,000 reward for anyone that turns it in?
No, I don't know anything about it. I don't know where he is.
Why haven't you gone to the police? Shouldn't you have gone to the police already?
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, you know where it is. For $25,000, I'm damn well gonna know where it is, too.
Frank? Is that you, Frank? I'm warning you, I'm armed and dangerous.
Disguise! Camouflage! Hi!
Number five! You got away?
Yep.
You can't stay here, they'll find you.
Stephanie, change color. Attractive. Nice software.
Well, you sure don't talk like a machine.
Alive, Stephanie. Number five, alive.
Yes, I know you think you're alive, but those guys who built you say no way, and I don't know what to think anymore. But I know it's not safe for you here, so go on, get out of here. Go on.
Solitude. Isolation. Alone.
Oh, number five, come on.
Lonely. Bum.
Number five, please. If I went to jail, who would take care of my animals? You sure wouldn't. What are you doing?
A can of soup. A meal in itself.
All right. You can stay, but just for tonight.
Excellent.
And if they catch you here, I do not know you.
You got it.
Okay, man, let's do it. This is the very first vehicle I have stolen in U.S. of A.
Me too. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
With excitement like this, who is needing enemas?
Look, Ben, we're doing the right thing. If they trash number five, we'll never find out what happened.
You're right.
Dr. Martin.
All right. I knew you would try this. You're not going to make it, fellas. There are soldiers out there with bazookas and choppers or whatever the hell they call them now. Howard, we've got to try anyway. You're a scientist. You understand? I'm a businessman. I'm not a scientist anymore. Damn you, Howard. 20 years ago, you would have chauffeured us in this situation. Well, times have changed, because that was then, and this is now. All right, now, come on, let's get back upstairs.
Oh, what the heck, Newton. Let us punch the sack. Tomorrow is the next day.
No. I'm going. Howard, shoot me if you have to. I don't think I won't. Oh, come on, Howard, you know you're bluffing.
Roadrunner, grant my wish.
All right, I'm bluffing. Okay, thank you. Come on, Ben, let's get out of here.
Right, pretty good.
It doesn't matter anyway. The doors are electronically sealed. Don't be too sure. And you'll have to drive over me. Where it's gotta be.
This is going to be very messy.
This is how I get the big bucks.
Okay, turn off the TV. Come on, it's time for bed.
Oh.
No, turn off the TV. It's time for bed.
Come on, Steph. Lighten up. Let's give it a whirl.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, you. It's 3 a.m.
It's early.
I mean, don't you ever get enough? Wrestling, roller derby, Jimmy Swagger, the Three Stooges, give it a rest, will ya?
Larry, Curly, Moe.
Hey, you know what? You're not a bad dancer.
Dancing fool. Big finish.
Right. Then I'm going to bed, and in the morning, you have to find yourself a new home.
This home. Stephanie home. Number 5 home.
Oh, number 5, you don't know what you're saying.
Number 5, no. Orbit November. Orbit November 1, 2, 3.
Oh, number 5.
Orbit November 2. On my knees, I'll fall.
My life, my love, my all.
Okay, to make these golden fluffy pancakes, add flour, milk, and eggs. Mix thoroughly. Still lumpy. Marvelous. Four crisp yet moist potatoes. Brown on one side, then turn over. This'll be some good slop.
Is something burning?
Morning.
Oh, number 5. Good morning.
Sleep well?
You're making me breakfast, aren't you?
Pancake surprise.
Oh, number 5, you're so sweet. Oh, no. The revenge of a mutation. Listen, why don't you turn that stove off and I'll be right back.
Wait, it'll get cold.
What are you doing here, creep?
Oh, good morning. You know, I saw you on TV last night on the news.
Yeah, I'm a real big celebrity.
You know that there's a reward out for that robot? $25,000?
No, I don't know anything about it. Why don't you get off my property?
Oh, no, Steph.
Leave me alone!
Now,
Frank,
where is... I know
here.
You know where it is.
Get out of here before I call the cops.
Stephanie, breakfast.
Whoa.
Oh. Pancakes, hash browns.
$25,000. Don't worry. We'll split it. 20 for me, 5 for you.
Okay, but listen. You got to talk computer, Tim. Tell him exactly what you're doing, exactly where you're going, or it's not going to move an inch. Honest. Number 5. This is Frank.
How, robot? Me friend.
No, talk computer, not Apache.
Fresh OJ, not from concentrate.
Thanks. Listen, what do you say we jump in my car, we'll take a ride, I'll take you home.
Tell him where home is.
Home is Nova.
Nova? No! No, please assemble.
I'm
number 5
friend!
Come on, Fritz, don't
fail
me now.
Friend!
What? No.
Get
off
me!
Fritz, you little bitch!
Oh, listen, I'll get my $5,000! Forget it! Forget it! You can go 30 miles an hour, you big stupid jerk!
Yeah, I'll show you how stupid I am. Guess I'll help me catch you.
No, I'd rather die first!
I'm in my car.
Hi! Piece of cake!
Oh, my God. My car.
Oh, way to go, number 5!
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, no! Number 5, look out!
Say, Pilgrim, that light's a part of my hair. If you want to play rough, I can sure oblige you.
How can he do that?
Whoa. Frankie, you broke the unwritten law. You rat it on your friends. When you do that, Frankie, your enemies don't respect you. You got no friends no more. You got nobody, Frankie. Pretty good, huh?
Unbelievable! Look out!
Oh, how about that? A goddamn robot. Oh, Stephanie, get off me. That's it.
No! Doctor, just handle Stephanie.
I'm calling Nova, and I'm calling the cops. And as for you, you little pain in the neck, you better not come crawling back to me, because now it's over.
Good! Okay, come on. They're going to be after you. We got to get out of here now.
So now I am having no job to speak about. I will have to smack the sidewalk.
I'm not going to let that happen. You're not going to get fired. I'm not going to get fired, because we're going to find number 5 intact.
Very good.
That's right, Howard.
It's Scrotum.
Scrotum.
Now, all roads are blocked. Her only chance is a back road into the hills. We'll concentrate our search there.
Where the hell are we?
New York City.
No, I don't think so. Try the other side.
Okay. Oh, Texaco.
Great. Well, I'm lost. I don't know where to go.
Strategy.
What about it?
Need some. Quick.
You're right. What we need is somebody to make those bozos listen.
Not bozos.
What?
One bozo. Newton Crosby, PhD.
A malfunction. He's the enemy. He can't help.
Couldn't hurt.
You know, I know why number 5 took a liking to her. If it did have that capability, which it doesn't, but if it did. I mean, I think she's kind of pretty, don't you think?
I am thinking she is a virgin. Or at least she used to be.
Crosby?
This is Howard.
I know you're listening, so pick up the mic.
This is Crosby. How's your back, Howard?
Oh, just hunky-dory, thanks. I just swore out some warrants for your arrest.
Oh, good golly.
But because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to give you one last chance. I got a phone call from that loony in the lunch wagon. She wants to see you. Only you.
She does?
Oh, her pants are blazing for you, Newton Crosby.
Will you grow up? I'll be there, Howard, on one condition. No Scroder. Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Where does she want to meet?
The Black Lion Inn.
Good luck, sir.
Hi.
He's hidden, far away. He's scared of you guys, you know.
Do I get him or not?
First we talk, inside. My ex-boyfriend is bringing me here.
Ex?
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, good to see you.
Yeah, ex, so what?
Nothing.
Okay, here's the deal. Number 5 is alive. I mean, he is really alive, like you and me. See?
Mm-hmm. I understand. They can seem quite lifelike, but they are still machines. Just like your stereo or your vacuum cleaner.
No, I know he's a machine. You're a machine, I'm a machine, we're alive. How it happens, who the hell knows, but it has happened.
Okay. Believe me, I am not against the idea that that could happen, but you see, I built the machine from scratch. And alive. It doesn't compute.
I know. It's not your everyday event, but somehow, it's true.
And Guerrero steps to the plate. The pitch! And it's a long line drive to deep left center. Hyde is going back for it. He's...
Uh-oh.
Robot alert. Number 5 located. Engage and capture. Do not destroy.
Have you thought about what you're doing? Trying to hide something like this? If you want to help number 5, let me have it back. It's malfunctioning and it needs to be repaired.
Life is not a malfunction.
Ah. Number 5, access code 29. Stay where you are. Number 5, stay where you are.
Number 1, you're out of there.
Number 5, stay where you are.
Oh my gosh.
Tools, hammer, axe. Ah, rope, 3/4-inch double break. Perfecto!
Escape robot fights for his life. Film at 11.
Target inside. Fire.
Whoa!
Capture and hold. Elevation 16 nausicals. Visibility 5 feet, 2 feet, no feet.
Hey, laser lips! Your mama was a snowblower! Waps you up, you waspy robot.
Target located. Elevation 16 degrees. Fire.
Holy moly.
Elevation 22 degrees.
Oh,
access yaw 17 degrees.
Oops.
Don't light a match.
Well, when you gotta go, don't squeeze the Charmin.
Something. I don't like these Nova guys any more than you do. In fact, I don't care if they ever get number 5 back, but I want to see it.
If I show you where he is, do I have your word? You will not experiment on him, you will not flip his switches, and you will not take him apart.
Absolutely. You have my word.
Okay. He's out back. I'll take you to him.
While you're at it, young lady, you can take me too.
Screw her!
Terrific job, Crosby. Thanks for the help.
No, I had nothing
to do with it.
You're not supposed to.
You're a liar!
No, I have no money! Nova!
Stephanie, a trap! Nova! Be tight! Here's your table, sir! No, please, no autographs, sir. Come, Stephanie. BB jamming.
Hmm.
a precision operation.
Schroeder, you set me up.
Crosby, I'm telling you right now, this little fart of a robot is beginning to give me the red ass. Where the hell are those other robots? They should have cut number five to pieces by now.
Hey, where are you guys going?
Who's that?
My wife died.
Ow!
Yeah, man. Excuse this. And this.
Machines.
That creep. I should have known. Every time I think a guy's gonna be okay, turns out to be a rough jerk. They're all alike, all of them.
Stephanie.
Well, the next time they mess with us, we're gonna kick ass.
Kick ass? Donkey, mule, burro.
One of them comes near you, you blast him. Just burn his butt with your laser.
Burn?
Yeah.
No. No disassemble.
Oh, number five, come on. They deserve it.
Stephanie.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I just I don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, take heart, little lady. I'll fix their wagon.
Is dragged in a sight for four eyes, that is for sure. You look dreadful. What happened? Where is number five?
I saw something incredible. I saw three robots totally reprogrammed in 10 minutes. I saw number five crash through a wall, grab the girl, I think it was rescuing her, crash through another wall and drive away. It was screaming her name.
Now, wait a minute. If you're thinking what I am thinking you're thinking, then you're thinking that that female chick is some sort of super hacker or something.
Sure, she's a super hacker. First she cracked the Nova access code, then she deciphered the language I invented, all while we were sitting in the bar. Which was great.
Oh, really? Tell me, what happened?
Well, we were interfacing, operating on the same wavelength.
Very good. My advice helped then. But what happened? Did she stick her tongue down your throat?
Come on,
sit in the van and tell me. I want to know. Yes, sir. Yes, come on, Newton. Oh, my goodness. I am sporting a tremendous woody right now. Come on, tell me, Newton.
Our hands came really close to touching. And she said I had really nice eyes.
Right, maybe brown eyes.
And then Schroeder came in with his Gestapo and ruined it all.
Oh, those bunch of male-type organs.
Right.
That's what I'm meaning.
That's the RF receiver. It's still tuned to number five's wavelength, right?
Yes, but only if it is less than 20 feet away.
Hello, bozos.
Guys, it's Howard. If you don't return my van in 15 minutes...
Benjamin, jab it to you. Delete.
No, wait. Rethink yourself.
Exit. Depart. Leave.
Hear my dust, Newton Crosby. Let us break wind.
Newton Crosby, no run, no talk. Drive. Today, Crosby, today.
Just a tag.
Hello. Hi.
You kidnapped him?
Kidnapped. Shanghai. Hijacked.
Outstanding.
Communicate. Need input. I have questions, queries, posers.
You and me both.
Well, good. We go up there, sit down, look at the stars, talk to each other, get to know each other, man to man.
Yes. Beautiful stars, better see.
Beautiful stars, better see.
Oh, my God. Are all geniuses as stupid as you? He means it's a beautiful view of the stars. I think he speaks very well for a four-day-old.
Come, come. Input. Beautiful.
Right. One more time from the top. Who is your programmer?
Me.
You rewired all your switches. No wonder you're malfunctioning.
Switches are my switches. Life, not malfunction. Not malfunction. I am alive.
No, you're not. You can't be. There's got to be another explanation.
Okay. What? Sorry, time's up.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking. Could be any number of mechanical possibilities. Entrance of moisture into the system?
Mm-mm.
Heat expansion?
Try again.
Vibration damage?
No way, Jose. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Okay. Then why did you ignore your programming?
Programming says destroy, is disassemble, make dead. Number five cannot.
Why? Why cannot?
Is wrong. Incorrect. Newton Crosby, PhD, not know this?
Well, of course I know it's wrong to kill, but who told you?
I told me.
Patty cake,
baker's
man.
Bake me
a cake as fast
as you can. Here, I brought you some soup. It's getting cold.
Thank you.
Vince, yet?
Uh-uh.
Well, I got one. There we go. Patty cake. Number five. What do you make of this?
Wood pulp, plant, vegetable, tomato, water, salt, monosodium glutamate.
Okay. Thank you. Now you're talking like a robot.
And resemble, look like, butterfly, bird, maple leaf.
Where? Holy shit.
No shit. Where see shit?
Okay, here's your oscillating circuit. Just on the right. And then here's... And why'd you do this? Why'd you do this? This, you shouldn't even be operating it. This goes into... Well, let me get my other one. I got it. All right, this is it. Now listen close. There's a priest, a minister, and a rabbi. They're out playing golf, and they're trying to decide how much to give to charity. So the priest says, well, we'll draw a circle on the ground, we'll throw the money way up in the air, and whatever lands inside the circle, we'll give to charity. The minister says, no, we'll draw a circle on the ground, we'll throw the money way up in the air, and whatever lands outside the circle, that's what we give to charity. The rabbi says, no, we'll throw the money way up in the air, and whatever God wants, he keeps.
Oh, I get it.
What's the matter? Is he laughing?
Yeah! And the joke wasn't even that funny, and I think I screwed up the punchline.
What
Keith.
Well, you look kind of shook up.
Yeah, it's really true. Spontaneous emotional response.
I am alive, yes?
Yes!
Holy
Hey, I hope you bought enough for everybody. Give me one too, Steph. Ooh, right on the sensor. Danger! Nova!
Come on, come on, come on.
Why? Just tell them he's alive.
Well, it doesn't look like they want to hear that.
What? Wait a minute. The plan was we convince you, then you convince them. Damn it, Crosby, you lied to me again.
Crosby! If I were you, I would come out of there! Stat!
Jesus, these guys are really severe.
Weapons, M60 machine guns, 40-millimeter grenade launchers.
Let me handle this. Let me handle it.
Hi, Howard! Schroeder? How you doing?
Howard!
We're fine. Number five is right here with us. I've got it completely under my control.
Another lie.
I'm lying to them, not to you.
You're still lying.
We're coming out now.
Howard! They're cooking something up. I can smell it. We've got to fry them now, Howard.
Don't you dare shoot your stupid gun!
Where's number five?
He's fine. He's in the van.
Okay. Why don't you and the young lady just get away from the van and let us handle it?
Yes, Stephanie. Get away. Danger.
Now listen. I was able to activate the voice command module.
Oh, God damn it. I am sick and tired of listening to this technical bullshit.
Scooter! I'll handle this!
She stole me.
Crosby, we're going to have to ask you to surrender the robot.
Stat? What does that mean anyway?
I don't know. But that's not the point. We need that robot.
Howard, listen. I know what the malfunction is.
Sorry, Crosby. You can't take any more chances. We're not losing that thing again.
Howard, if you just come over and inspect the unit...
You're a defensive liar!
As soon as they're clear, open fire!
What the hell have you done, Scooter?
I'll take care of this.
Oh, you're not taking over. Don't listen.
He's alive! Hold on, Howard. You're making the biggest mistake in history. He's alive. I can prove it.
Thank you.
Savannah. You want a drink?
Well,
this
sure.
This is going to do. I can use that on my shoes.
No, no, we're shooting something.
Oh, my God. Get me out of here.
Magnificent! Magnificent! Now that, my friend, is how you kick ass.
Years of research are down the tube, and you're happy as a pig in slop.
Just doing my job, sir.
Maybe from now on you can do it somewhere else.
Give me a face, huh? Gonna be okay?
I don't think so. Not for a while. I'm sorry you lost your job, but I'm really glad you quit Nova. What are you gonna do now?
I don't know yet. My dad left me a few acres up in Montana. I hear it's beautiful there this time of year.
Great idea! I say we cruise on up there and check it out. Hi, honey, I'm home.
Number five? pull over, quick, pull over! Oh, number five,
hi,
oh, God, it's so good to see you. I thought they blew you up.
Counterfeit facsimile replica.
He made a duplicate of himself from all these spare parts. That's incredible. This guy's a genius.
Well, above average.
Oh, number five, you are great. You are outstandingly great. What's our next move?
Well, come on, let's do like he says. We'll go to Montana.
Yeah.
I've got 40 acres up there. Great for him to hide out, soak up input.
Oh, I don't know. I have responsibilities here. What about my animals?
Come on, Stephanie.
Wait a minute. You say 40 acres?
Uh-huh.
Listen, do you like animals?
Oh, yeah. Well, how many animals are we talking about?
Great. I drive. You two work this out.
Yo.
Number five, stupid name. Want to be Kevin. Or Dave.
Just watch the road, okay?
Maybe Johnny. Yeah, Johnny Five. Cool.
Feels like I came alive just yesterday.
Give me five.
Feels like I'm always gonna feel this way. Hearts haven't set in motion. Worlds haven't turned around. When you've been lost, you know where you've been found. To hide and live your life apart. Easy to find new ways to kill the heart. Now that through some changes, laughter as well as pain, now I can dance in sunshine or in rain. Come and follow me to wherever the light breaks through. Come and follow me. And you're gonna be dancing too. In your eyes I see that you're alive as me. So whenever I'm lost and I can't follow you,
too many people throw it off.
You're gonna be dancing too. In your eyes I see. So
when the light seems to be gone.